88 HNC W8RRM. KD8 HNC W8RRM. Did I hear you?
KF8 DNF Mobile.
Oh, morning, Bentley. Drake.
Hey, good morning, Drake. How are you on this beautiful morning?
Ordering car parts. You know, it's a fun time.
You hopping up that boy racer of yours a little bit more?
Well, I wish I could say that, but I'm really just trying to keep it on the road. It needs a new wheel bearing, and it needs a new front drive shaft. The U-joint on both ends for the front drive shaft is just, they're toasted. And it's a lot easier to replace it than to rebuild the U-joints. Because it's just 8 bolts, the thing drops out, you put the new one in, you bolt it back in, you're good to go. So I'm probably just going to do that. And I have new tie rod ends, I got to put them on, because the steering started getting sloppy and it started kind of walking around the lane by itself. So I got a fair bit of work.
Well, that fine European sports car is sounding a little bit more like a Jeep.
Well, I mean, when you have a 250,000 miles on a vehicle like that, it's going to have some problems.
Wow, man, that's impressive.
Yeah, it's, I'm waiting for something mechanical to happen, which will be my excuse to go buy a beater, and then this car will go sit in a storage garage for a while, and, it'll be a winter project, and then become a summer-only car, which is what it's destined for in the first place. I'm just not there yet.
So is this car more of a daily driver kind of thing, or are you wanting to turn it into a track car or something like that?
I like the idea of any vehicle that I own can be a daily driver. I don't really want to make it a track car, mainly because all the stuff for making a E46 BMW a track car is really expensive. And then it also affects the ride quality on the main road. And most of that driving it's going to see is, you know, public roads. So I kind of go for an OEM plus kind of deal. You know, anything better than stock, like if it rides more comfortably or it corners a little bit better than stock, I'm cool with that. So it's got like M3 shocks all the way around. The suspension's been redone. I redid the suspension a couple of years ago. But not the bushings though, the rear bushings anyway. But they looked okay when I redid everything. I redid all the brakes. The rear drive shaft I already replaced. That was a time. You have to drop the exhaust and drop the heat shield that's below the drive shaft. It had no rust on it, which was a very pleasant surprise. It needs a new valve cover gasket on the motor because it leaks oil, and what BMW doesn't leak oil? It also leaks it from the oil pan gasket, but I'm not doing that because that requires dropping the whole front subframe out of the car. And I don't know about you, but I don't really want to pull a subframe out of a car that's unibody.
Yeah, that does not sound like a fun job. I think you're on the right track there. Keep adding oil to it.
I mean, it doesn't leak a whole lot. Like, I only have to put in a quart of oil every 3,000 to 4,000 miles, and I change it at every 6,000. So, I'm not really worried about it. If it was a Subaru, however, it would either be consuming oil or leaking oil at a quick enough rate that you got to put in a quart every 1,000 miles, because that's what Subarus do.
Yeah, no kidding, man. I had a 1991 Volkswagen Vanagon Westphalia camper van, and I replaced the the water boxer engine with a Subaru 2.5. And, yep, that was accurate.
Yeah, the better half has a 2013 Outback. And when she first got it, about 2-3 weeks after she first got it, she's like, yeah, the oil light's on. And I'm like, what? Sure enough, I go to pull the dipstick. I mean, it's halfway between the dots. Like, come on, man. It's still good. The level sensors in the FA or the FB25 motor are really touchy. So if it's like in between the safe dots, it'll just kind of come and go. And I was like, it'll probably be fine. Just don't forget about it. And of course she forgot about it. It ran low on oil. And I think she drove it to work and back with like 3 quarts of oil in it. And usually it takes 6. the lifters were not very happy about their life. But you just put more oil in it and it's fine. So as far as I'm concerned, that engine's a trooper. But it consumes oil and leaks oil. And her argument is, it's a 2013, you shouldn't do that. My argument was, it's a Subaru. It just does that. And she still doesn't understand it.
Yeah, well, when the Japanese stole that design from Volkswagen and improved it, they could apparently only improve it so much.
Like, don't get me wrong, I think flat 4 or flat 6 engines are cool, but there's a reason why Subaru is the only manufacturer that's still doing it. Well, aside from Porsche. And, Porsche still does it, and it still has problems. So that tells you all you really need to know. If I'm going to get a 6-cylinder, I would rather get a V6, or if I can, a straight 6. A straight 6, because that's what the Beamer has right now, is like the most simple engine I have ever looked at, especially since it's not turboed. It's super simple. You know, all of your intake stuff is on one side of the engine bay, all your exhaust is on the other side. All your spark plugs are right in the line, right up on top. Replacing the valve cover is super simple. A whole lot of simple stuff on that engine until you get into pulling the engine out territory, but we don't go there.
Yeah, there's something to be said for simple. It's not going to be sexy, and it's not going to be the hottest, fastest thing, but it'll be reliable, and it'll be easy to work on, so pick your poison.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but if that Subaru starts throwing misfire codes, I'm going to say, I'm not touching it. I am not pulling the coils out of that engine bay. It's not fun. Especially having to do with spark plugs. The valve cover gasket on that car's already been done. Surprisingly, it was only a $450 job. They didn't have to pull the engine out. And, Yeah, they were like, well, it's leaking oil, and I'm like, okay, from where? Valve cover gasket. Figured it was. They replaced it, still, and the oil level's still going down. And I see something dripping from the back of the engine, so my thought is probably rear main seal. And I told her that, and I was like, yeah, you're not doing that unless you want to spend, like, a grand or more to have somebody pull your engine out all the way just to do the rear main seal and then put it back in. You might as well just keep putting oil in it.
You are fast approaching the phenomenon of diminishing returns in that situation. I think that's good advice. Oil is cheap, and you can always throw a sheet of cardboard down on your garage floor.
Or if you have cats, you just use some spare litter and throw it over there every once in a while and you're fine.
There you go. That works too.
But yeah, as far as I'm concerned, Subarus, I'm okay. Anything engine leak related on a Subaru, I'm okay. Mechanically, like suspension or anything like that, those cars are very simple. almost too simple, which is why they don't hang very greatly. You know, I did the brakes on it. Clearly, the person that owned it before never did never did the brake calipers or, you know, checked the pins because they were dead seized. I had to use a lot of fire and a lot of words of encouragement to get them to be free.
Yep, and liberal use of the persuader in your toolbox.
Oh, yeah. The pins were so bad that I actually had to go buy brand new ones. They weren't even the same shape anymore. That's how much gunk and rust and everything got into them. There was no grease left in the thing. Like, there was no grease left. And the, you know, when she would hit the brakes, you know how it's supposed to move, the outer part of the brake caliper is supposed to kind of squeeze in, and it wasn't doing that. It was just using one brake pad to stop the car all the way around. And it was a miracle that the car even stopped.
Wow. I bet she noticed a big improvement after that job was done.
Yeah, that was, after doing that, it was a one-way ticket to Whiplash Town. It was kind of insane how much better the brakes were.
Yeah, and you probably got the complaint, honey, now my brakes are too touchy, can you fix them?
Yeah, the response was, give it 2 weeks, if it's still super touchy, that sucks, just learn how to figure it out. I was not touching the brakes after that. I was not thrilled.
Fun times, man. Well, hey, I'm almost at my destination here, going to deer camp this morning and doing a little bit of maintenance work in anticipation of the big event in a couple weeks. So I'm going to sign off. You have a great day, man. Good catching you on the air again. It's been a while.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'll probably be out here periodically throughout the day. So I actually had to sit here at the desk for quite a bit of time and rebuild my Windows install on my desktop because there's a program that has memory leak and it's eating up all of my memory. Can't figure out what it is because it's not listed in Task Manager, so it's going to be a fun day. Catch you later. KFADNF, an 8DMH.
Yeah, that sounds like less fun than chasing an electrical problem in a car. Have fun. I will catch up with you later, KFADNF.
DMH,
KCADS. Yeah, go ahead, Toby.
KCADS, you testing.
I'm on KOP, Glenn.
KC8VSU, portable.
KE8MKW, monitoring mobile. KE8FKW, monitoring mobile.
K9CVP, mobile and monitoring.
Yeah, I'm still outside of range yet, a little scratchy. Kilo Echo 9, Charlie, Victor, Papa.
Oh, that should be better.
Yeah, roger that. I'm south of Mobile and south of Bonaway, so on M33, so I'm in and out too. K9, CVP.
Oh, very good, yeah. Yeah, I had to. I was on the Sioux repeater, yep. Just going over the Mighty Mass.
Roger that, yep. Wife and I are just out, we're going to stop and do some shopping in Onaway here, so we're just out cruising tonight.
Oh, yeah, so where are we? We're going down to the Apple Orchard, just south of Sheboygan there.
Ah, roger that. Yep, the trees are changing too. Looks really nice up here.
Oh, that's for sure, yep. Yeah, the trees up there are starting to naked. So. And here it looks like not too much more. So they'll be all gone again.
Ah, copy that. Well, you have yourself a good one. I'm going to say 73 as we're pulling up in the spot where we're going to go shop here, so we'll chat with you later. Kilo Echo 9, Charlie Victor Papa.
All righty, sir. Enjoy your shopping. And there you go. Hi to the one, sir. KE8FPW, Monitoring Mobile. And 93OP Mobile.
W monitoring mobile.